honoring those who have served our country. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network, and I'm talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and that's always something to take pride in. And this holiday season, Commissioner, you have something to talk about, a nonprofit organization, Wreaths Across America. Tell us about this organization.
Mike, it's something I learned about this fall at a meeting that I attended, and the company who began this effort was there to make a presentation. Just very impressive. So I wanted your listeners to know more about Wreaths Across America and how they could get involved. Tomorrow, Worcester in Maine began this probably 20 years ago. And then in 2005, there was a picture taken of what he was doing at Arlington National Cemetery. And I think that year maybe they sent a couple thousand wreaths as they had been doing. But by that one picture, and 3 years later in 2008, their efforts had expanded to 300 locations with over 100,000 wreaths being placed by 60,000 volunteers across America. They told us at the meeting where I attended that this year they would hit 2 million wreaths placed on veterans' graves across our national cemeteries. And they were very excited that this year they were able to get wreaths placed at the cemetery at Normandy. And if you've ever visited there, that's quite an impressive sight just to walk those grounds. And then when you put the Christmas wreaths out, it's going to be even more. So just really excited about what this means for families of our veterans.
Absolutely, and that has a special place in my heart. My dad served the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in World War II, and so this is something that is close to my heart as well. And I understand later on this week we actually are going to have a day of remembrance, a Wreaths Across America Day.
That's right, Saturday the 15th. The volunteers will be meeting at their where they've chosen to volunteer and place the wreaths out. You know, in South Carolina, I think we have 7 or 8 locations of national cemeteries. So people can go after the 15th and see those wreaths placed on the military graves at our cemeteries, and I think they'll be moved by it as I am.
There's something special about these veteran wreaths, actually. What goes into them? There's a lot of symbolism involved.
Well, you're right. When we were there at our meeting, the folks helped us put one together. And it's 10 balsam bouquets placed around a circle, obviously. And those 10 qualities that they promote are faith, love, strength, honesty, humility, ambition, optimism, concern, pride, hopes, and dreams. So obviously something that symbolizes our military, and the green obviously is for evergreen, and the red bow is for sacrifice, and the circular shape it represents you know, eternity, just like a wedding ring, I think, is supposed to. So just a great symbolic gesture, something that folks can take a little time, maybe a little money. You can sponsor a wreath too. They have a website that you can go, and I sponsored 5 wreaths in honor of the Department of Agriculture employees last week, which I told them at our Christmas luncheon. So you go to a website, it's wreaths, plural, across America.org, and you can learn more of what we've been talking about.
Well, again, that's wreathsacrossamerica.org to find out more information about this tremendously worthy cause and recognizing those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.